Hi, remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials they have picked for their administration at an event later today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks public in a statement Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staff with several female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January 20th. Meantime, President Trump has refused to concede defeat while claiming without evidence that the election was rigged against him. Trump and his campaign have lost or withdrawn more than 30 lawsuits claiming vote and vote counting irregularities, but they are appealing at least one of the verdicts against him to the U.S. Supreme Court. The first shots of a vaccine against the coronavirus may be administered before the end of the year if all goes according to schedule. Biotech company Moderna announced Monday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will likely consider whether to grant its vaccine emergency use authorization on or about December 17. Moderna follows drug maker partner Pfizer and BioNTech, who have an FDA meeting scheduled for December the 10th. Another meeting later today will provide recommendations on who should get access to the limited initial supply of vaccines once they are approved. For more information, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. China has provided North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his family with an experimental coronavirus vaccine. This according to a U.S. analyst citing two unidentified Japanese intelligence sources. North Korea has not confirmed any coronavirus infections, but South Korea's National Intelligence Service has said an outbreak there cannot be ruled out. Microsoft said last month that two North Korean hacking groups had tried to break into the network of vaccine developers in multiple countries without specifying the companies targeted. Today, Tuesday, is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. The agency is calling on governments to boost investment and action on HIV and other pandemics. It says if there were better health and social safety nets in place, the world would have been better able to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The United Nations said models show there could be an additional 123,000 to 293,000 new HIV infections and between 69,000 and 148,000 AIDS-related deaths by the year 2022 because of the coronavirus pandemic's effect on HIV responses. The joint challenges of HIV/AIDS and the coronavirus are also the focus of a live stream event later today by the National AIDS Memorial here in the U.S. Britain and the European Union warning each other that time is running out to reach a Brexit trade deal with big differences still existing. Britain leaves the EU on December 31st when the transition period of informal membership ends following its formal departure last January. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a deal would be preferable, but that Britain will flourish without one. And also, deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest surging to a 12-year high in 2020, with destructions soaring since President Jair Bolsonaro took office and weakened environmental enforcement. The Amazon is the world's largest rainforest. This protection is crucial to stopping catastrophic climate change because of the vast amount of carbon dioxide it absorbs. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.